Welcome back to the podcast that rocked weekly, normally, podcast that talks about news in the world of pop, rock, alternative metal, and everything in between. My name is Luke.
My name is Alex.
And my name is Rowan.
Thank you for your patience as we were gone last week. Last week was my fault because I had zero voice, to the point where I could not even count to three without my voice giving out and sounding all raspy. I know that sounds awful. I'm pretty sure my wife loved it. So, get it? Because she couldn't hear me talk.
Hang on.
I'm just going to move on. Thank you all so much for tuning in. If we get to 54 likes on the live YouTube feed, we will play around a Festival Rocker Flop. Thank you so much for everyone that is tuning in live for what will definitely be a peaceful diplomatic episode and no one will argue with. Not at all. My voice will get a little raspy at some points. These two will jump in if my voice really goes, but I should be fine. Thank you all so much. Thank you in the chat room. We're back. The music news is back. Everything's back. Hope you're all doing well. So, did anyone here go to Coachella? No? Great. Let's talk about a few things. I love how I can ask their questions and already know the answer before I'm done asking the question. So, we're going to have the Coachella breakdown for a few key moments because there were some newsworthy and noteworthy things, even though this was the least successful Coachella in over a decade, statistically, and it's not even week two yet, but that's besides the point. It was this past week that Green Day headlined day two of weekend one of Coachella. It was about as what you'd expect. Green Day went through all of the hits and made sure to talk about the whole war type things and things going on in America. Why is goodness? Don't ever do Windows updates on a podcast day, everybody, by the way. Just, you know, goodness. Just one of those
rookie mistake, Luke.
That's what I assumed. I trusted Windows. Look what happened to me. There we go. I showed OBS. I didn't show anything.
You got to set the updates for like the middle of the night when you're like asleep.
Normally I do, but like Adobe did stuff and I had to force updates on everything. So there was no way around it. So Green Day had their set list headlining day two. It was a big thing. Billy Joe Armstrong and the crew had a lot of fun. However, there were a few hiccups. I talked with my co-host here in chat. Apparently not everyone at Coachella is of the age to understand Green Day anymore. And I think it's safe to say, and I've made this point for years, I don't have Alex and Rowan's opinions yet. Coachella is a festival where music is secondary. Is that safe to say?
Yeah.
There are many reasons to go to Coachella, to be seen, the fashion, the experience. It's an event. It's a cultural event where you'll see many unique things that won't happen anywhere else. And you might hear music. That's why I was fired from Coachella's sales pit scene, by the way. That's why they didn't want to be advertising for them. Yeah. So
they're like, don't let this guy talk about us ever again.
Correct. Yes.
He's not on our side anymore.
They escorted me from the boardroom. So what happened there? Green Day did a lot of their stuff with their lyric changes. Don't want to be a part of the MAGA agenda. All the other things you can imagine. No Trump, no KKK, no fascist USA. They also made a comment about the Palestine war and everything going on in Israel with Hamas, this endless nightmare overseas, and addressed that. This is the serious conversation of it. Well, while all that happened, one person who's on the opposite side of that whole argument and has been for at least publicly for a year is David Draymond of Disturbed, who before we started this version of the podcast, people may remember he went over to the IDF in Israel and autographed missiles, literally drawing and writing F-bombs on bombs that were actually used and deployed in attacks. So everyone on board so far? Because David Draymond has not called out, but politely asked Billy Joe Armstrong for a friendly debate. Isn't this the feud, the rock feud we all wanted?
It is 2025. I mean, we can kind of on point for the year.
Can we say we're surprised at anything at this point?
Not surprised, just more disheveled and annoyed that this is what we have to deal with again and more of this. To quote David Draymond on Twitter, where all serious political discourse is discussed and brought out to other people. I can't do the David Draymond voice, especially when I'm sick, but I'll just do it normal. Open offer to Billy Joe Armstrong from Green Day. You know I respect you, brother. Boy, that's already a condescending way to open that, by the way. I'd love to have the opportunity for you to hear the Israeli-Jewish side of this horrific war. I'm available to discuss whenever you are. No judgment, nothing preconceived. Let me know. As of now, there has been no response from Billy Joe Armstrong. What we do know is that David Draymond has been on the opposite side of this for a while. And this is, again, a situation where David Draymond's voice and opinions have greatly changed over the years because Disturbed has made many singles off of anti-war and anti-fighting and no war.
Yeah, like so. Land of Confusion or like even just like the
No like, More is the song that was more recent. Yeah.
Yeah.
I ask this and I say this politely. I am not trying to make a debate or political stance or anything like that or discussion on the actual war. That is not what this discussion is about. It's more David Draymond trying to interject on a Coachella headline performance from Green Day, who's been doing this all the time anyway. So I'll give my thoughts in time. So far, the chat's already got some zingers. Let's chat. Oh, wah, ah, 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 from Jay, who filled in a couple days, 2 weeks ago. Thank you, Jay. So, it's Alex, Jay. Do you have any quick thoughts before I continue on?
No, I kind of want to hear what you have to say first.
Okay, Rowan, I'll give you a chance to. Rowan, how about you?
I just think the guy is like completely tone deaf, really.
Okay. And I get that. So my stance on this is I will not diminish or disrespect how David Draymond's feelings are in this, not only being Jewish, but also having roots back there with Israel. At the same time, when you're cashing in and making a career out of many singles post, this is after the new metal, Disturbed and Immortalized and Down with the Sickness, all that. This is the anti-war anthem songs that you've been pumping out the last couple albums. Then you go to IDF, you go to Israel and start working with their military. That's a big switch up and change in your demeanor. And then you're doing this and calling out Green Day. Has there any been any, and please fill me in the chat, Alex Rowan, if you know, that's fine. Has there ever been any public interaction closely or specifically between Green Day and Disturbed?
Not notably.
Can't think of anything
because like, both bands have done politically charged stuff for years. That is one of my favorite arguments ever when I see an old person get mad that Green Day got political.
And that's like, a big one too.
Yeah. The olds love to do that, even though they've been doing it since the '90s.
And the thing that, so my small take on this after hearing a little bit more of what you have to say is exactly on, you know, trajectory with what you're saying. So Green Day have always had politically charged lyrics. They've been changing certain lyrics to certain songs for years to fit the narrative that they, you know, believe in. So they change the lyrics and make it modern, if you will, for lack of a better term. Why Green Day and why this for David Draymond? You know what I mean? Like, why did this one hit so hard when Green Day's been doing it the whole time?
Yes.
Well, I think it's just because like now their political stance goes against David now. Now he feels attacked and now he feels like he needs to kind of like step in. I'm not saying that's right or anything like that, but now it's like, oh, now you're against what I believe. So now I have an issue.
So you think he feels defensive for, and I'm not saying it's completely unwarranted when you have something like ties close to that. The methods you've been going at it are awkward and weird, and this feels very out of left field to go out after Coachella when Green Day did this all of last year at their baseball stadium tour. The first tour stop was in Washington, D.C., and he held a Trump mask up in the air. They've been doing the political stuff for years, and this is not the first time Billy Joe has addressed this war for the Palestinian, Israeli, Hamas, everything.
That's what I'm getting at. Like, why? Why this time? Why this? Is it because it was so publicized and, you know, like, because it was at Coachella? Why? Why this time?
It had to be at Coachella because, maybe. Like, maybe just because, like, also because it's a younger crowd. I am completely speculating here. I'm talking completely out of my ass, but maybe, if I'm to guess, David Draymond, maybe because he was at Coachella, a much more younger, impressionable crowd, maybe now David's like is worried about them kind of like, you know, adopting those views. Again, completely speculative. Don't
like, yeah, no, I get that. None of us, to my knowledge, I don't think Alex has either, have sat down and talked with David Draymond or Billy Joe Armstrong.
Yeah.
Not recently.
There you go. See?
He won't return my calls.
Right. He hasn't been over for lunch in years. Come on, man. So I would say this, though. Two things. One, I do think timing and public opinion and voice is part of it. Green Day getting all that Coachella attention. Be honest. Headlining Coachella, no matter all my personal problems with Coachella and everyone else's, headlining Coachella as a rock band is a big deal. No matter who,
it's still mainstream.
It is. It's beyond music. Like, again, music is secondary. That's Green Day on this main stage of Coachella. Charlie XCX wore a sash on the same day that said Little Miss should be headliner. Whether that was shade at Green Day or just shade at Coachella, I don't care. I think that's great. By the way, I like Charlie XCX fine. She is a big deal. But Green Day is headlining Coachella and Download Fest. Green Day is doing just fine. So I don't know what else to say, but one comment I want to address, and I'll reinforce it again. Disturbed never said they were anti-war. David Draymond never said they were anti-war. Someone just said in the comments, their music definitely made it seem that way.
So when you have covers of Land of Confusion and The Sounds of Silence, like granted, like those were made with different contexts, but you could say like those are very anti-war, very like, you know, anti-government songs.
Yes, it's also, and I'll say this too, both bands have had different trajectories in sound and landscape. You know, you go back to the actual punk days of the 90s for Green Day, to pop punk, to emo, and to what they're doing now. Disturbed, deep in the new metal roots and the ooh-ah-ah-ah-ahs, to political alt-rock, you know? They both had the changes. Green Day, still on top of the game, headlining festivals, biggins, playing baseball stadiums. Disturbed are still having their arena tour. I don't know how many dates sold out in the US, but they still did really well. It's not like Disturbed are playing Bar and Grill, so I can't imagine it's a jealousy thing.
It's definitely not a jealousy thing. I definitely think it's like David Draymond, for everything, he is definitely speaking purely as like a Jewish man taking a side.
Sure. Yeah. So, and they did, again, Green Day's been doing this for years, and it's just such a weird thing to see David Draymond try to step up for this. My question to Alex and Rowan and everyone else in chat, if you want to type in, do you think anything will come from this, and will a actual conversation arise between the voices of Dookie and Down With The Sickness discussing Hamas? Yes, that's a real thing that could happen.
I feel like if they were to try and like sit down and talk, Billy would just tear him a new one, especially with like the fact that he signed Bombs. Like, I'm positive Billy would just lay into that like so fast.
Both of them would not hold back. However, mm-hmm. Billy's track record of being very brash and upfront and accusatory.
He is very outspoken. Yeah. He would
stack up.
He would not hold anything back.
Yeah. Alex, how about you?
Unless David Draymond continues to push it, I don't think anything will come of it. Now, that's honestly what I feel right now. I don't think, unless he continues to pursue some sort of conversation, that anything will come of it. However, I would be very curious to see how that conversation goes down.
Yeah. And
that would just be something to watch and to hear. I would be a fly on the wall for that conversation. I think they would do it publicly, though, if they did it. But I don't think they will.
Oh, they have to broadcast it live and have a live chat.
They would have to.
They have to. Yes. Make it a pay-per-view. Make people pay to see that. Absolutely. Also, Jay in the chat also filled up, too. One thing I will respect for this, and I agree with Jay, I like that he actually wants to talk about it. He's not just getting angry and yelling about it like Aaron Lewis. There's a very big difference between someone actually trying to have a discussion and wants to give his side in a seemingly peaceful way. This is like his tweet and everything was not like inflammatory or anything. It wasn't, but it was very serious and trying to propose that what he's asking. There have been other musicians in rock and country and in the pop culture mindset that have not gone that route and have done it very stupidly. Kid Rock. So I at least am appreciative of that.
I agree. I will give respect where respect is due. And the fact that a conversation and the door is open for a conversation is part of this, I do respect that.
Yes.
I just don't think that conversation is going to go well. I think like it's going to get very like get very heated very fast.
Yeah. That I can see. I mean, every conversation when it gets to like that would happen. And these are two people that have made a career out of being political at some point in their music.
And they're both very staunch in their beliefs. It would take a lot to convince them to kind of like see the error of their ways. I'm not saying that's not possible, but it's like, it would take a lot.
Yeah.
I think because they are so far on opposite ends of this issue, that's why it would be such a good conversation for them to have. For these two people on complete opposite sides of what's going on here, they would be the one that I would want to see have the conversation.
Sure.
I mean,
I get that. Now, now for the ridiculous side of it, do you think they would do it on stage, like at a festival, like festival headliner? Day one is Green Day. Day two is Disturbed. Day three is the sit down argument debate between the two headline, the two singers. They're just yelling back and forth.
That would just seem like in bad taste. You know, it's like it's such a very serious issue. If you try to make a spectacle out of it or something, if you try to like some WWE, like, scripted like event.
Yeah, at WrestleMania's this weekend, WWE would totally do that. By the way, they would. Absolutely,
I would lose so much respect for both parties if they did that.
Guys, it would make money.
Come on, dude.
Festival rock or flop? Debate between Green Day and Disturbed.
Yeah, political debate between Billy Joe Armstrong and David Draymond. Yeah, great.
You know what? Let's just squash this right now. Let's just get them on the podcast that rocked, yes. And they can hash it out here.
They'll have their two windows below ours, and we just stay silent with popcorn, and we're just like eating and drinking while they're going it, and pushing the sound effect buttons after everyone says a sentence.
Yes, we can facilitate this. Let's make it happen.
Absolutely. So I'm not saying there's a flat out wrong answer. I'm just saying if these are the two voices that are going to help push and educate the situation.
I just don't like it when celebrities like try to like kind of like push their politics in general. That's just a general thing. Even if it's like an actor, musician,
and I get people
whatever.
To do that. And I get that too.
Yeah,
I'm fine with it as long as they believe what they say and they can make sense of what they believe.
I don't care. Yeah. It's just more like when they try to talk like they know better than like politicians.
It's not Jason Aldean trying to have propaganda stuff. So it's totally different. That being said, let's talk. So I made this snarky joke before we started. Start a music podcast. It'll be totally fun. We get to talk about fun stuff. Yeah, great. Awesome. Then we have weeks like this. So let's talk about a few things at Coachella that happened, because there were a few unique little things that we should talk about. One, Green Day, that we already covered. They had a huge fatty playlist, huge set list. And I sent a link to my friends and video clips that are going all over TikTok and Instagram. Not everyone knew Green Day as well as we were hoping, especially at Coachella, because Coachella's not actual music fans. At one point, a fan was brought on stage to sing some of the Green Day songs, and one of the fans did not know one lyric. It got real awkward.
Oh no.
I would hate to be that guy who came up on stage and didn't know.
It was apparently like a teenage girl.
I know, yeah, but still, it's just
I get what you mean.
But like, even then, it's just like being in front of so many people, it's like, and then you have to like look at Billy Joe, it's like, I don't know the words. It's like,
Don't you have to like have the banners or like raise your hands for them to typically pick you? Why did they pick her?
You tell me. Coachella is another planet, right?
I will say though, like Green Day has always just been like the band where even if you aren't a fan of rock, you would know songs just by proxy.
And it was not a deep cut either. I think it was either one of the songs off Dookie or American Idiot. It was not some deep B cut from the late 90s, you know?
Yeah.
So
it's not Jesus in Suburbia or whatever. Yeah. It's like,
so I already mentioned the Charlie XCX thing. That's another stuff. One quick thing. I don't have the graph up right now but it's been all over. Rock alternative indie bands were the second most bands, like quantity, on the Coachella lineup this year behind EDM and dance and trap. I thought that was interesting.
That's awesome.
Like Speed was there. Hardcore. They always have like one or two hardcore bands, just like, I don't know, because Coachella thinks it's funny or something, but they always do. And they actually had decent variety. It was also on Green Day night, Saturday, the original Misfits lined up. By the way, if they didn't know who Green Day was, do you really think the influencer crowd is going to know the original Misfits? Get out of here.
Not a chance.
What? Even like that, too. I even like there was another part of Coachella where like some guy, I don't know him, but he brought Brian May a Queen out on stage.
Yes.
And they, people are like, oh, kept, who's this guy?
And they kept it's trying like, to hype up Brian May and nobody said a thing.
I know. Yeah.
Crickets, it's like, and I'm like, you don't know who this guy Rhapsody. Is.
You know, yeah. This song.
And he was playing like, solos from it too. And they still couldn't put it together.
Yeah. The Queen biopic was like only like what? 6 years ago? It's not that old.
Nope. That's not who they wanted.
I don't think they watched it.
No, they did not. And that's not who they're associated with. That's not why they're there for Coachella. They went to Coachella to be seen and for the glamping experience. Speaking of glamping, average wait time for camping and parking was 12 hours to get into the festival grounds to park your car. Now, some of you might be going, there's no way. Shut up. That didn't happen. Well, look on screen. You'll see one of the many, many Instagrams and TikTok images of cars lined up for half a day just to get in to their parking spots. Many people were saying, and I'll just read this one from Mike Sington, Coachella descends into chaos, and it hasn't even started yet. These are cars lined up to get through security to enter the car camping area. Attendees are reporting a 12-hour wait and no porta-potties, with some saying it's worse than Fyre Festival. Okay, Coachella crowd, you need to calm down a little bit.
No. That's not
true. When you're stranded on island, like, no,
Come on. It sucks. I get it, but don't do that. What other people recording their own stuff when they're in the car waiting, it's 100 degrees outside, people's cars are overheating, they're running out of gas, that really sucks, which makes sense too. You don't expect to be there for 12 hours. There are no bathrooms anywhere. The staff porta potties people are being denied access to. That really sucks. People have been waiting in their car for 10 plus hours, literally using the bathroom behind bushes like animals, and they paid over $600 to be here.
I've been to that venue, and getting the parking lot sucks. It sucks so bad. Just the way they have it sectioned off and that whole little area right around the Coachella field or whatever it's technically called, but yeah. The area around Coachella, it's like last time I was there, it was one way streets, a couple streets, they were doing construction on some and it is a mess. So I couldn't imagine having to get in there with all of these other people.
And also from Festival, which is a great account on socials on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that stuff that covers all festival stuff and news and updates. They reported on it saying a lot of people running out of gas and not enough restrooms. Even after getting through security, there has been no guidance or direction from anyone. This is the worst organization I have ever seen at a festival. And this is Coachella.
I got to say, I got to be honest, I have not gone to a festival yet. But every story I've heard makes me not just kind of like incentivize me not to go.
You got
to
find
it feels like there's more horror stories.
You got to find the
genuine
for every Riot Fest. There's a situation like this at another festival. I can't stress that enough. Alex and I have been to Aftershock. It's a bit of a hike to get from parking in Sacramento, wherever offshoots they have parking, to walk into the park because there's no parking at the festival.
I always park. So I usually just stay about a mile away and then walk. And it's like a 20-mile walk because parking sucks.
It does. And like if
you would think camping on site at something like Coachella would make it so much easier. No, I guess not.
See, even if
I don't mind parking, but like it just feels like there's like issues one or another with every festival.
Sure.
Like I hear about
every park festival and like things like this destination festival. Coachella is technically a destination festival. There's not hotels close by. There's not.
There's nothing in India.
You're in the middle of like nowhere, kind of. Yeah.
Sorry, coughing fit still getting that out of my throat. And what I can't stand also, it's one thing when they have festivals like this and the glamping and the camping and everything, but tickets are not $600 for a crap view and crap settings. That's not VIP. That's not extended seating and includes food. That's $600 to get in and sit on a blanket in a field roughly a mile away from the stage.
Point. It's like, yeah, I'm gonna be spending all this money. I gotta consider traveling. I gotta like cover food, housing, camping supplies, whatever. And it's like, I'm not even going to get like a good view. I'm probably not going to be able to get into like the crowd area. It's just like, what's the point?
Yep. And like,
there's no hotels in the area.
There's
so
not.
Like, yeah, well,
and
so all, you have to
get a sleeping bag.
And also just to make it clear, there's no hotels. There's no real Uber or Lyft to get from that point to the hotels either. It's too far.
I'll probably have to rent a car. Yeah.
Yeah. So
it's wild.
On TikTok right now, show it on screen. People are just setting up their parking stuff like while they waited for the 12-hour line. Just like, screw it. Let's just set up a tent right here and shut the car off.
Tailgating for Coachella.
And you just shut the car off in line. So if the line just starts moving, the guy in front of you is just giving up.
Right. Yeah.
You're like, hey, you guys got the hot dogs? Let's bust out the grill.
Do you guys have the vegan kosher hot dogs? Because it's Southern California too. Do you have the carb-free
buns?
Do you guys have the cruelty-free alcohol? You know, just everything like that. So,
do you guys have like the? Do you guys have the keto buns? I'm like, you know, I'm trying to cut back on carbs.
Was that grill actually sanctioned by the Vegan Association? I won't have any food surface that had anything to do with an animal on it in the last 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Is it ridiculous? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, weekend two coming up. We'll see how that goes. Blech. Excuse me a second.
Let's see.
I hope you cannot all hear that. I really hope you can't hear that. I've been muting it every time because it's been bad. I'm trying to
pull an Alex and accidentally nod.
I know. Like, see, I've drank almost all of this already. Like this huge container, and I'm starting to.
And now you're moving on to the can. I saw that too.
I know. If my lovely wife is listening, could you get me a bottle of water or literally any liquid we have in the house? That would be lovely. Thank you. If you're listening. So other things, but Coachella, you know, other things happened, you know, other bands were there. The Misfits were there. All the influencers were confused why this old guy is trying to sound like Elvis when he's not. Speed was there doing the hardcore stuff. Weezer's bassist performed after his wife was shot down by the LAPD. Wait, what was that, you ask? Yeah. So for those not aware, this is your Weezer news. I know that's why you come here. Thank you, Gretchen. Gretchen just just responded. Thank you, Gretchen. I appreciate that. So
just so much animosity.
I know. And she's like, yes, sir. I thought I asked politely. I was not asking, trying to be gracious, like ungrateful. So for those who are not aware, the bassist of Weezer, his wife, Jillian Lauren, was shot down by the LAPD after pulling a gun on the police shooting at them. Well, don't you worry, because Weezer performed anyway, and she made it out on $1 million bail. Some of you might be asking, why is that not a bigger story? I don't know. It's a wild, crazy story that's probably going to make it up, that could make it up on an episode of Cops. Would you like to hear the quick rundown of what we know so far? Because it's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So in Los Angeles, there was a reported hit and run with three people involved. So the cops were searching the area, looking around. They thought they found someone that fit the description, being this Jillian Lauren. They start questioning her. Jillian pulls out a gun, aims it at the cops. The cops pull out their guns, tell her to drop the gun. She says no and starts shooting at the cops. And the cops fire back and hit her.
What do you think is going to happen when you pull a gun on a cop? Like, my God, so dumb.
So they take her to the hospital, get her checked out. Turns out she had nothing to do with the hit and run. This was all for nothing.
I'm surprised they gave her bail. I feel like, correct me if I'm wrong here, but like, isn't there like some circumstances where it's like, if a crime is severe enough, or if you're too much of a, if you're seen as too much of a flight risk, they'll just like not give you bail. Is that a thing?
Yeah. Right? But it was
go ahead.
It was attempted murder after firing on the officer.
Yes.
She was arrested. And then the $1 million bond.
Yes.
I don't really know what to say about this situation, because why? If she'd have just not, she would have been fine.
They were accusing her of being part of a hit and run. Why would you pull a gun out about that if you can prove that you
wasn't there?
What is your end goal here? Okay, yeah, you pull out a gun and God forbid you actually kill them. You know, like, okay, good job. Now you're a cop killer. They'll hunt you down for that type of thing.
Yeah. So it goes on to report for California law, especially Los Angeles County law. It can range from 5, 7, 9 years, depending on the certain sentence, judge, everything like that.
Only 9 years? I feel like that'd be like a lot more. Aren't they aren't they harsher when it comes?
Yeah.
Aren't they attempted harsher murder? When you do something? Yeah. They're harsher when you do it to a cop, too, right?
Yes. I think it's because no cops were injured. That might be part of the reason why. If a cop was shot or grazed, then it'd be worse. But I'm just saying what I know, like from the articles and things like that. Even so, that's a lot. Also, someone just said she's 51. Yeah, that's old enough to know better.
You would think.
What are you trying to say there? She's 51. Okay, cool.
By that point, you should have learned not to do this.
This is
something you know as a 15-year-old. Don't point a gun at a cop.
I don't know. There are some stupid college kids that would absolutely try that. I wasn't a part of a hit and run. Bang. You know?
Yeah. You have a couple too many Mike's Hards. Yes. College kids, maybe
she
not
really
so much.
She really has to 51? Count herself lucky.
So, but somehow, Weezer pushed on and performed at Coachella. That had to have been awkward for the rest of the band. So let's go through rehearsals. We got our sets at 5 o'clock. Oh, by the way, when's your wife's arraignment?
Yeah. Did you get your wife bail?
I would have felt like as a husband, you would have wanted to like be at home with your wife, trying to like kind of like figure this out. I don't know.
Like, where'd you get that gun? Why did you pull it on the gun?
Why did you do all this?
Why were you walking around LA County with a handgun? Yeah, well, we may never know.
You are a mother to our two children. What would happen if you didn't get grazed?
Honey, they accused me of being part of a hit and run. You know I can't let that stand.
See, he had to play because he had to get paid so he could pay bail.
That's true. The Coachella payday was probably worth it, too. Let's be honest. Mm-hmm. Coachella didn't sell out even close. And this is the worst year Coachella's done financially and word of mouth wise and just public reception in a while. That Coachella payday was probably still real good. So Weezer. By the way, before we play Buddy Holly, we have a QR code to help set up for bail fund. If anyone would like to donate, just tilt your phones.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Ugh. Nope. So Coachella was nuts. Thanks to my wife for bringing me water. She didn't want to come on screen. That's why I had to walk away and back.
Can we at least talk about Megan Thee Stallion bringing Courtney out?
Absolutely.
That was so cool.
Nice little touch.
No, I'm not. We all agree Coachella is for the influencers and the I was there crowd, but that was cool. Even though, no, I'm not like a Megan Thee Stallion fan. I don't know much, but I do know that that was awesome.
That's a great thing to be a part of, though, too, and actually have like a guest that gets good positive attention in this community. So,
yeah, that was
like
rad.
Courtney has also just kind of become becoming just like one of the new faces of metal in general. I don't know. I just see like a lot of attention on her online.
Positive attention, too. It's nice to have someone with positive attention on there that people cannot really find a way to crap on. It's real nice. You don't get that often.
Freaking Jay.
Yeah.
It wasn't Poppy. It was Courtney, Jay.
You know the joke.
Ooh, if Megan Thee Sally would have introduced her as Poppy, that would have been great, though. That actually
would have been
To be fair, I feel like the joke is getting a little bit old now.
I don't know. They can milk it for whatever they want.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking about it. That's another point to the Coachella mainstream thing. So the fact that Courtney was at Coachella was so rad to me because us as, you know, the rock community and metalheads, we don't usually get that much exposure. So all of this, everybody talking more and more about the rock world is awesome. And it's just good for us because then we have more friends.
I agree. Well,
we had
No, go ahead.
No, we kind of sort of had that with the original Misfits, but that's kind of like a legacy act, really. Yeah. That's just kind of like a more like
To be fair, that's more dated than Green Day by decades.
Oh, yeah, seriously. But like just having like a modern current like metal icon like Courtney, that's awesome.
And not just being brought out by another hardcore band, got brought out by Megan Thee Stallion. That's a big deal.
And there's a good chance that some of Megan's fans even knew who she was beforehand, you know?
Yeah.
Because they've done a couple of collabs at this point.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. By the way, the Tsunami Sea tour is going on right now. It is awesome. They're with Loathe and Dying Wish. I got to shoot it this past week. It was a lot of fun. Don't go to concerts if you're not feeling well, but I had to anyway because I was working it. I have
seen their Manhattan show this Friday, and I am so excited for that.
It is a top tier production. They really went all out. So
I've seen like some clips on the tour. Not too much because I want to like surprise myself, but like what I've seen so far, I've been loving. Yeah. It's gotta be it.
So, and they play a lot of new material for everyone that's actually going to like, wants to go check it out. Like what are, what's going to be like. The set list has a lot of stuff from Tsunami Sea. So you will get your fill of the new stuff along with the old stuff. So
perfect.
Other concert news, and this one has been popping up a little bit, and it's going to keep popping up on everyone's feeds if you're watching this on Instagram and TikTok and even YouTube shorts and stuff. So Ghost started their Skeletor tour over in Europe. Big success. People are loving it. Tons of new material. They're playing new songs from the album that haven't been released yet. Everyone's saying it's great. And we have tons of footage. They're they closed out one night with Square Hammer for part of the encore. But wait, Luke, they said no cell phones. How is that possible that there's footage? Turns out there's a lot of reports that of what was predicted, that many, many people are ripping open the phone cases that are required you to put them in and destroying them and I've taking their phones before. Out. So, yeah. So any thoughts on this?
Going back to the original Misfits again, when I saw them, they had the they had that same rule. They put my phone in this little freaking metal pouch that can only be opened with a magnet. You want to know what the guy next to me did in the show? He took his car keys and cut open the bottom.
Yep.
And then he started filming things. And I asked him at the end of the show, hey, here's my email. Can you send me some of this?
So
not getting that deposit back.
See, and I don't know what the deposit situation is either, if it is that part of it, because it suck if there's a deposit clause in your ticket where if you don't return it back, it's not scanned, you don't get your partial refund or whatever it is if that's included in the ticket price. I don't know if that's how it's going to work. What possibly could happen, and I know cause and effect. What if, hypothetically, before they come to the States with that North American leg, they say, these soft pouches aren't good enough. We have to get hard metal cases for our phones now.
Oh, man, it's like an unbreakable, like, steel cube or something. Yeah,
like some high-tech thing you have to have, like, a special magnet for. Because then you'll have this big metal case you have to hang around, and they all look identical to everyone else's, so people can just snatch those or, like, get them even misplaced. Then you have all these drunk people at a concert. Hey, you bumped into me and I don't like your face. I'm holding a blunt object made of metal. Whack.
I was going to say too, or even like, you know, you're in the mosh pit, your phone falls out of your pocket. You just see like a metal case. No one knows whose phone it is.
Yep.
Or no one can tell either.
How would they know?
What? I have an idea to solve this.
Okay.
I'm not saying I agree or disagree with the no phones thing. Don't take my phone, but I agree. Don't have your phone at the whole damn show. But so what if we have like this, you go through the door and you have to put your phone in like a little PO box and then you can only open it in that location. Because like if you go you know what I'm saying? So like you walk into the venue and they give you a little baby locker just for your phone, put it in, and then you've got your password or whatever. You can only use it in that area. You can't take it beyond that point.
I guess
now nobody's getting hurt.
But then you have the issue of just like how many lockers are you gonna need?
They wouldn't have to be that big. Like they wouldn't have to be that big, but you would need over 10,000 per show hauled in and out every night. I agree with it. I mean, they do that for festivals anyway. They haul in the lockers and back, but they don't have to remove it every night. So it's definitely possible.
An idea. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a solution, and it might be better than having the soft cases get ripped open and destroyed, having metal cases being used as potential weapons. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not.
It's a very
you lose your deposit.
Line.
You rip open the cloth bag. I don't care. But you throw a metal brick at somebody, I'm not going to be okay with that.
Yeah,
it's like I know it's maybe not ideal for them, but maybe like instead of trying to like kind of like force the no phone policy, maybe just kind of like ask for it and just kind of like expect your fans to have like some goodwill and maybe like maybe do something like what Tool does, where it's like, hey, we have like one song we're about to play. If you want to take your phone out for this one.
Yeah.
You know,
and they do that every show. Now they said, okay, kick your phones in your pocket until the last song. We'll let you know when. And that has worked out well since they've done that, by the way.
That just seems like it sounds more respectful to the audience. It's not being like, cause like when you try to like, kind of like, I just feel like when you're trying to like limit like that sort of thing with the audience, you're just going to inevitably have pushback. You're going to have people where it's like, I don't want to freaking do this. This is stupid.
Correct.
Yeah.
Also, I am of the mindset of like, oh, I'm at this concert for 2 hours, no phone contact. I get out of the concert. Oh no, family emergency, and they needed my info right away. Oops.
Oh, wow. I wasn't even thinking of that. Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah.
There's no right answer. We're all wrong, just like everything else that we talk about on this podcast. Thanks, everybody.
Yay! You know?
So, yeah. Yeah. I believe that's one of the last things that we were going to talk about. However, there is some good news. We try to end with some good news for just a little bit. First of all, we've had two Sleep Token singles come out from Even in Arcadia. I think we both enjoyed them pretty well. Alex, you liked Emergence. You have not heard Caramel as much, correct?
Yeah, I haven't had time in the past couple of weeks to really sit. You know how you like to sit and kind of simmer in the music before you give a reaction to it? I haven't had time yet.
You like to sit in the caramel. Got it. Okay.
I do.
And Rowan, how about you between Emergence and Caramel?
Oh, I love Caramel. I like Caramel more than Emergence. I'm not saying Emergence is bad. I'm just saying Caramel has just been like, it's stuck with me more.
Sure.
No pun intended.
I do like the music composition and how it's written for Emergence more, but I do love the idea and concept of Caramel and everything involved with it. Well, none other than the main Spotify accounts themselves. Yes, the evil corporation Spotify on all their social media platforms have given the next hint and announcement of the next Sleep Token song. It's gotten way bigger than I think many of us anticipated. So now even Spotify is saying, yep. Now, on screen is the next little cryptid code, whatever it is. OOK2WIWD and a bunch of letters. Okay, Alex and Rowan, on screen right now. What does this mean? Go.
I believe... oh, man. I think someone figured it out, but it's like... It's like the cycle must end or something like that. That might have been a different puzzle, but I remember seeing that kind of like going around on forums.
I believe it's like, do you wish that you left me? Like every letter is the first letter of a phrase.
Oh.
However, I don't know what the phrase is. PST could mean Pacific Standard Time, SF San Francisco, deuce. Dang it. Never mind. So, all right, for the next hour, we're going to sit here and piece together what this is.
Do it live the whole time until we figure it out.
Like normal, like, you know, typical codes that like organizations use.
Yeah. Oh, someone just said in chat, Spotify was down for 3 hours today. Oh, no. All the artists lost on their 0.0001% of all their money.
Have you heard about this, though? Sleep Token has surpassed the monthly listener count of Falling in Reverse, which I feel like I take some comfort in that, at least.
I do, but you know who that's going to make upset? Good luck going after them, by the way, Ronnie. Good luck. Go after the Sleep Token fans. If
he's upset, though, at this point, just let the crybaby just complain.
So,
as long as
I do have to share this with you guys. I saw this interview. I was watching this interview the other day that really, it made me so happy because we always talk about these new bands coming up and growing into these headliners like Sleep Token.
Yeah.
Obviously huge now, right? And Johnny of Nothing More was talking about the tour that they did within this moment and Sleep Token opened the tour.
I shot
and
they that were tour, just, yeah.
It was nuts because they were just brand new, opening for In This Moment and Nothing More. And now all of a sudden, they're headlining festivals. It's so crazy and so cool.
They're headlining festivals and their own arena show in countries that aren't even their home ground. And it's literally in 2022, they weren't even close to that. Less than 3 years. Because that's what I shot. I shot either the opening date or the second opening date of that tour. That's how fast it's come. Yeah.
Until like Take Me Back to Eden, like, and the singles for them started coming out, it felt like barely anyone outside the UK had known of this band.
I do think the hype hit hard in the best way possible, and it's nice to see that for a band who is able to not do interviews and not do the public eye with their imagery and like all the shrouded in mystery stuff. That might be benefiting them as well. Because, and this sucks to say, sometimes musicians put their foot in their mouths. And this is a band.
Well, and honestly, that scarcity, like the you don't have unlimited access to them, is also so enticing these days because we have nothing but access to everything and everyone all the time. So that, I think, is totally appealing, especially on like the underlying psyche levels.
Correct. So,
by the way, like, just to like kind of like bring in some parallels, correct me if I'm wrong here. I'm a little bit spoiled because like their identities were kind of already public by the time I you know, was capable of thought. But Slipknot kind of like did the same thing early on in their careers. They would never show their faces. They were kind of like very like they were very hush hush about that type of thing. Right.
Not for nearly as long. It's hard to say because it wasn't like. I would say after Iowa, like Stone Sour was still going around because Stone Sour was still in effect in a bang before Slipknot started. However, yeah, Slipknot was still treated as a unique entity. They still did interviews with the masks on. They would still do the chaotic stuff anyway. They would still talk to people. Sleep Token's something different. They won't talk to anyone.
Yeah, so. Or even like the very few times they have. I'm thinking of like the Dromeo interview. Like they had the guy's voice modulated, so it's like you can't even... You can't even get that.
Yeah. So
that was so cool. I loved that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. No, seriously. Like, it's awesome.
Make it seem like all those like early 90s like TV shows when they like try to show like a witness to a crime, but they don't show his face and they mod his voice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. Yes, I saw
they have like little subtitles underneath, yes. too, just so you can understand what he's saying.
They only show him from like the waist down, like his feet on a couch when he's talking. So
hope we don't have a situation where somebody tries to impersonate them like we did in the early days.
You know, there are people out there already who have done that.
Ooh. All right, everybody, coming on Rocks, the interview with Vessel. And it's just going to be like my wife in Doc Martens. And you only show her feet on the couch. And I just mod her voice.
Totally.
Imagining like some, I'm more imagining some jackass at a bar be like, you know, actually, what if I told you I'm three?
So I was thinking of the instance where somebody, do you guys remember hearing about that? So Kiss, when they were still masked, there was this dude who went onto a TV show and said he was Peter Criss, and everybody believed him because nobody knew what they actually looked like at that point. And so this dude is doing an interview on, you know, daytime TV as Peter Criss. And then Peter Criss walks in and he's like, dude, why are you pretending to be me? I'm actually Peter Criss. Yeah. Something like that would be so wild.
But Vessel would have to out himself then if he did that. And it sucks.
Yes.
But he should if that happens. So
yeah, because how can you disprove it if you've never shown yourself?
Also, yeah. Peter Criss, like you can impersonate a little easier than Vessel. Have you seen those abs? Right, ladies? Mm-hmm.
Jeez. You're sipping over Vessel right now, man.
He's fully clothed. You have no idea.
Oh, he's performed with his shirt off a lot.
No. I'm saying in this hypothetical.
Oh,
in this
interview? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. With the random dude on daytime TV.
Yes. Or he has like the painted on abs, you know, like that are super fake looking.
Oh, like the spray paint abs.
Yeah.
Okay, so. Dude, we'll just put him in a tunic or something. So you can't tell at all.
And he talks like in the most fake British accent possible, like Dick Van Dyke, excuse me, not Andy Dick, Dick Van Dyke style. It's like, oh, I'm Vessel. I sure love my genre fusion, eh? You know?
Oh, Mary Poppins.
So chat, yes. For some reason, I can't find the sound effects panel on Discord. So I can't grab the cringe one.
Mm-hmm.
But just pretend I'm doing that right now.
It's fine. So I think it's time now to move on as we start running out of time in our discussion and me trying not to cough my head off. I apologize. I think a few got in with me not muting it. Let's talk about the many, many tours and albums that are coming out soon. Alex, I know a few tours got announced this week and last week. Is there anything you'd like to bring up to the general public?
Alice Cooper and Judas Priest just announced a co-headlining tour.
Yes.
That's a big one. You can't miss Judas Priest and Alice Cooper, so definitely check that one out if you can. ZZ Top announced a massive 2025 North American tour. So if that's coming to your area, check it out. I know it's hitting a lot of like Canada and a lot of the US, so that one's going to be fun. Blink-182 just announced a 20-date 2025 US tour. We've got Category 7. They just announced their live debut show in LA.
Okay.
Yeah. Gojira announced a U.S. show with Loathe. So
Madison, Wisconsin, if I'm correct. Why does Madison get it? What the heck? It's Wisconsin.
It is. It's Madison, Wisconsin. It's going to be on September 23rd.
Okay. So
I'd
like to point out one thing that happened since the last 2 weeks. Korn's Canadian tour with Gojira and Loathe sold out every single stop. So you can't say that these heavy tours are not selling, because that's another tour that sold out every single day.
Mm-hmm. That one's going to be like September to October, Korn, Gojira, and Loathe. And then now you can catch Gojira and Loathe September 23rd in Madison.
Yep. Very cool.
Creed Creed announced a 2026 Summer of 99 and Beyond cruise.
And we're going. No, I can't afford that.
Well, I mean, we've also got Breaking Benjamin and 3 Days Grace.
As someone who has been,
I don't know if we talked about that.
As someone who has made money making fun of Creed over the past 10 years, I'm pretty sure they would not like me on that cruise. Pretty sure.
I mean, it's publicity. We got the age-old saying,
to any publicity fair, is good publicity. To be fair, Creed plays into it, too. They have fun with it.
They totally do.
Yeah.
So.
And then Breaking Benjamin, 3 Days Grace, co-headlining tour in the U.S.
That will be the Divorced Dad Tour for 2025. Get your tickets and say use that money that you would have paid for child support to make sure you can go.
I mean, like, as growing up on post-grunge, especially 3 Days Grace and Breaking Benjamin, I might go to that, and I'm not even a dad. I'm not, especially not divorced.
Oh, a flannel and cross jeans will instantly appear on you if you buy a ticket.
Oh yeah, cool. I got like a whole closet of flannels behind mm-hmm. me, so I'll just mix and match.
The razor thin beard, like really carved perfectly, will show up. Yeah,
I'll grow it out. Yep.
So, a lot of good tours. Rowan, what do we have coming up this Friday, the 18th of April?
We have a decent lineup. We got the Melvins 1983 with Thunderball. The reason why I give that little like bit of the 1983, not just the Melvins, is that this is the original lineup that they started with.
Okay.
Yeah.
I
got some
new
bands come. Yeah, no, I didn't even know that either. I was just like, it said Melvins 1983. I'm like, what the hell? Why are you specifying the year?
Yeah,
but yeah, no, that apparently it's just like the originals getting back together for the occasional album, which I think is just cool. Yeah, I will have my own Fantano flannels. I actually already do, man. So, yeah. We have some new guys coming into the picture now. We have Face Yourself with their Martyr EP releasing through Sumerian. If I've given them a listen so far, it's deathcore with elements of EDM. And it's got a girl singer too, so that's always awesome.
Okay. Yeah.
That's fun.
What, Face Yourself is the name?
Face Yourself, yeah.
Okay.
They've only been releasing like EPs so far, like they don't have any albums yet as far as I'm aware.
Fair enough.
It's just kind of like a
That's a good description though. That's something new, it's something unique sounding. I'd take that.
Yeah. Think like Bunny and the Bear, like post hardcore, but like instead of post hardcore, it's deathcore.
Okay. And there's a lot of dance beats. Okay.
Yeah. Then we got Lick, if I am pronouncing that name right, with Necro being released from Metal Blade, and they are a Swedish death metal band.
Okay.
So yeah.
Can you spell the band?
And L-I-K.
I'm assuming.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's pronounced something different because they're Swedish, but I'm just going with Lick because
it's not like it's Icelandic where that would be like 20 letters long and has something totally different pronounced. So I'm sure it probably is Lick.
Yeah. And then honestly, this is the one I'm most excited about. We got Super Heaven with a self-titled studio album. For mm-hmm. anyone not aware, Super Heaven got, you may know the song Youngest Daughter if you had spent even 5 minutes on TikTok or Instagram back in 2023. That soundbite just blew up like crazy. And then like, and now they're back together. This is their first album in a decade. And it's just cool. They, besides that, like that song Youngest Daughter, they genuinely make some great stuff. Anyone who's not familiar with the band, if you like some good hard rock with a lot of like shoegazy elements, this is something to look out for.
Very cool. Good list, unique stuff, variety, both in albums and tours. That's nice. Isn't that nice to actually have some positive things to talk about in a podcast? So really quickly, Song of the Week came out over a week ago. However, I feel with all the Sleep Token talk and other things going on, it kind of got a backseat. So I would say Song of the Week, Baby Metal and Poppy from Me to You off their upcoming album, Metal Fourth. Fun song. It's the exact type of chaos you would imagine from Baby Metal and Poppy. It is exactly what you think. But if you like either, you're going to like this one from Me to You. That's going to be on the podcast feed, and I'll link it down below on the podcast link tomorrow. A lot of fun. The music video is also green screen bonkers, like just total insanity with CGI. Check that one out.
I'm here for that, though.
So
nice choice.
Thank you. I thought it was fitting. It did not get the attention because of Sleep Token. I wanted to be fair. And like, I understand why, because it was on the same day. So I wanted to point this one out a little bit, you know?
Yeah, that's
so we have some super chats to go to really quickly. If I could stop coughing my head off again, I apologize. Every time you hear like a break for a second, that's me coughing because I'm still getting my voice back and it's still just deteriorating my throat. First up from Ellie Yeats, what is Nickelback's favorite card game? Uno, Uno. That's from the song Far Away, which is a deep cut off of a Nickelback album. If this were a actual stage, that would have got the vaudeville hook and dragged them off the stage for saying that one.
It's just like a giant cane just comes hook, and just rips
that
them.
Is correct. Yes.
Yeah.
Mario Pointer, thank you for the super chat. Weezer bassist wife shooting at the police was not on my bingo card in 2025. No one else is either. No one's.
I would have thought they'd be like, so, that's like something you read in The Onion, you know, just, or like some sort of like, well, just like one of those, like,
it's so random
news sites.
It's like a Mad Libs thing. Think of a person, Weezer's bassist wife. Think of an action shooting at a cop, you know, and that's the story. It's what it sounds like.
That's funny.
News Mad Libs. So thank you, Mario. You'll get Mario Fest coming up. Wolverines gave a $10 super chat just for Wolverine Fest. We really appreciate that, by the way. We will always support the festival shenanigans. And finally, from Heavy Metal Joker, the man who signed a literal bomb wants to have a fair discussion. I don't hate Disturbed. They're great live, but David is insufferable sometimes, which is a shame. Yeah, it's a unique situation. Is that a polite way to say it? That's me trying to be diplomatic about this entire nonsense.
Ugh. No, yeah, he does.
One moment.
You got the is that inhaler?
You got this, Luke.
I have had moderate asthma since I was 8 and severe allergies since I was born. Oh, breathing has always been a struggle. So when I lose my voice too, it's a miracle that I'm doing a podcast right now. That being said, Alex and Rowan, we have some festivals to make up. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
Do it.
All right.
We got to make it for last week.
I know. Every week, we book random festivals coming out of a folder that has over 200 bands to choose from. This is called Festival Rock or Flop, where we book 4 bands for your local radio station festival. Middle of Nowhere Festival, whatever 4 bands we can get, we can book it, and then the audience decides would they go or not. Yes, I am fighting for my life, by the way, in the chat. Thank you for acknowledging that. Please hit the like
button. Thanks for being alive, Luke.
Yeah.
Please hit the like button if you want me to be alive. If not enough people hit the like button, I'll know to stop doing the podcast because you obviously don't want me here. Yeah, pressure's on now.
If you don't hit the like button, I will die.
It's like Tinkerbell, like you don't clap enough.
Yeah.
All right. Come on, we need the likes.
So, first up, we got our own festival. This is going to be called, oh man. We had Coachella. What's a good festival name for our festival? Roachella. This is Roach.
Roach?
Yeah.
Roachella? I like it.
Yeah, it's not Coachella. We can't afford that in Indio, California. This is Roachella, somewhere in Northern California where people don't really care that much.
Fingers crossed we get Papa Roach.
Oh, you're right. And they're in here. So.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Band number one, Star Sets. I like it.
Yeah.
All right.
Band number two, Kiss. Boy, did that get weird.
Sorry, it's because I said Kiss once today.
Rockcella? No, goodness, no, not Rockcella.
Rockcella, ooh.
Number three, Dragon Force, all over the map. Kiss and Dragon Force share a stage. Boy, would that be weird. And number four, Walk the Moon.
It's a very theatric.
It kind of is. I'm not against it. This does have, it somehow also has a California vibe to it. Walk the Moon, Kiss, Dragon Force, Star Sets.
I mean, for all the jokes we make, I could still appreciate Kiss musically. It's not like a band where it's like I am sprinting for the exit.
It's also an experience to see all the pyro and the shenanigans and the confetti.
And yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Them like 70-year-old men performing on like the 12-inch platforms, playing through their legs, you know. Seeing all the, like the moms and grandmas like the throw their bras on stage at Gene Simmons, God. And they still do.
I could do without the mental image of a bunch of grandmas throwing their bras on stage.
So don't go see Kiss anytime soon with their comeback coming up.
Okay, good to know.
So for Coach Alex, would you go to Rochella?
Yeah, it sounds like a spectacle.
It does. Rowan, how about you?
I would. Okay. At least for Star Set and Dragon Force.
Star Set's a blast. Dragon Force is fun. Kiss is Kiss. And Walk the Moon's actually got a very nice upbeat positive thing when they play. So you know what? I'd go. I see a lot of yeses too. I see one skip. See someone only up for this, only up for that. You know what? There's still a lot of thises. I'd go, but I'd leave before Kiss. I think I'd go. You know what? It looks like I think we got it. There we go. So now we go to... We go a little bit quickly. Mario, you're up. Mario Fest. Band number one for Mario Fest. Mammoth Wolfgang Van Halen. Very nice. Good little opener for that, too. Number two. Bullet for My Valentine. On tour with Trivium right now. This is a guitar-heavy festival, apparently. Number three. Poppy. We just talked about her.
And number four. I can tell you right now, she puts on a good show.
She does. And number four. Code Orange. First of all, this is absolutely a radio station festival, like for, I don't know, Salt Lake City, Utah, just for random stuff. But it works for me. Code Orange, Poppy, Bullet for My Valentine, Mammoth, Wolfgang, Van Halen. I'd go. Alex?
Yeah, I'd go. This is fun.
Yep. Rowan?
This is a good lineup.
Honestly, yeah. This sounds like it'd be a blast if you have a good crowd for it, too. You know, like a good pit, good audience, fun stuff. Would you go to Mario Fest? I see a lot of yeses. I see some said I'd actually pay money for this. You can pay us. Too. Yes, pay us money and we'll make sure it happens someday. I promise. Spectacular lineup. Bullet, Poppy, and Code Orange. I'm sold. Yes. Not a Code Orange fan, but I'd still go. Yeah, they're fun live. Okay, this is another great one. You know what? We're two for two. Good. Hey. Number three, Wolverine Fest, which sounds amazing, by the way. It sounds like an X-Men festival. I know that's not what it's going for, but it just sounds like that. Wolverine Fest, number one. Goo Goo Dolls. Oh, and they played Goo Goo Dolls in Wolverine vs. Deadpool every time they were on stage together. It's perfect.
They play Iris, yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Wait, real quick. Is there any, like, canonically, like, are there any bands that Wolverine or Logan has canonically, like, said he liked? Or any music genre
Deadpool,
he's liked?
Deadpool has said he liked Nickelback in some of the comics because they're all Canadian.
Yeah.
But again, it's Deadpool.
No, I'm not talking about Deadpool. I'm talking, like...
What do you mean, then?
All right. I mean, like, you know, like, Wolverine in, like, the comics is... Like, doesn't he like listen to like a lot of hard rock? I don't know.
Oh, I don't
X-Men
know.
Comics, I wasn't like big into.
He was a sports fan. That was a big thing. I don't know about music though. So like he would watch hockey and baseball nonstop. So that's all I know. Anyway, Goo Goo Dolls for Wolverine Fest. Number two, Godsmack. We got the G's going. And Godsmack going on tour with half the band. Number three, Rise Against. That's an interesting little switch for that. Number four, 3 Days Grace. Okay, so you got a lot of post-grunge, you got Rise Against, and then you got Goo Goo Dolls. This is weird. Rowan?
Diverse lineup, but I think I would go.
Okay, Alex?
I'm not really here or there, honestly. I'll go, fine, I'll go.
If it was close, sure, I would go.
Yeah, that's
fine. Goo Goo Dolls are fun live. They get all the hits, you know. Rise Against is always fun. And that's enough to warrant me to go like 15, 20 miles for, you know, if it's close. I'm not asking anyone to drive an hour. It's not Coachella. Godsmack will not be playing Coachella anytime soon, by the way. No, they're not.
You only have to wait in the parking lot for 8 hours.
Yeah, yeah. 8 hours, guys. And we'll put one porter potty out there. You're set with spoiling you.
Oh, God.
We got you.
Yeah. No. Yes. No. Yes. Yes. Sure. The Shures are always my favorite. I'll go, but I think I'll bring a few friends with me. I mean, that's fine. No one says you have to go alone. No, you have to go by yourself.
Let's make a party of it.
Yeah.
Jay himself is like, Jay himself apparently has something else scheduled for that day.
What do you mean, Jay? Come on. This could be for you. Not a Goo Goo Dolls fan either, like Rise Against. This is very split. Would you go to Wolverine Fest, everyone? You know what? It looks like you can tell in the chat only for Goo Goo Dolls. Only for Goo Goo Dolls. Okay, fine. Barely a 51% split. And finally, before we get going, Joker Fest. Thank you very much, Heavy Metal Joker. Joker Fest, Band 1. Lamb of God. Already starting heavy. Number 2. Electric Callboy. Okay, so this is probably the heaviest one so far. That's also fun. Number 3. Escape the Fates. Got a little interesting there. And number 4. Puddles Pity Party. How do we say no to that?
We were going so strong, and then like the second half just went completely bonkers.
I don't know. The fact that Electric Callboy could do something with Puddle's Pity Party, I'm pretty sure I would have to legally be obligated to be there for that. Just the load on principle. Lamb of God, Puddles. Lamb of God and Puddles. I'm in. I'm in. I'm going. Alex, how about you?
Go.
Yeah. Rowan?
I'm in. Yeah, I'm in.
Come on. Electric Callboy and Lamb of God and Puddles. You're really going to say no to that? Really?
And you can't. You cannot lie. I know you're lying if you say you will not sing along to One for the Money.
Yep, exactly.
Everybody's going to be jamming.
And Puddles does his like super slow, sad cover of the Gilligan's Island theme song. And Randy Blythe comes out and sings with him. Come on. It's going to be a blast. I see a lot of yeses, by the way. Yes, yes, yes. Automatic yes, yes, yes. You know what? We barely made it, but we made it. Thank you guys so much for tuning in and your patience, as I clearly do not have any lung capacity left. I would like to let you all know we'll be back next week. New video coming up as well. Alex, is there anything you would like to end with before we get wrapping up?
Thanks for having me back. I missed you guys.
You're welcome, but you better think about why you were gone the last 2 weeks.
I'm sorry, I got sick.
Me too. That's why I was gone last week. So, Rowan, how about you?
I'm just really excited to see Spirit Box. And also, by the way, new video up on my channel next week. So, yeah, if you've been liking my content, be on the lookout for that.
Very nice. We'll share it out when we have the link and stuff, too. Thank you all so much.
I will say this, though.
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
I will say this, though. It's very, like, it's very heavy about, like, a very unique scenario that happened when it came to, like, the scene era. So it's something that you guys will appreciate.
So it'll be entertaining to watch. I'm sure. I have that eye roll effect when I have right here, something heavy that happened in the scene era.
I wonder if I can make that
MySpace era. Yeah. Well, what else would you call it?
You tried, Alex. You tried. You gotta practice asthma for 20 years, then you'll see how you go. So
you have to have asthma and you have to be sick.
Yes, correct. Both. So that
put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
I won't. I would not wish that on you.
Want to get sick again.
That being said, new video coming up this Monday. Content should be coming back to normal so long as my voice holds out. Thank you all so much again for hanging out with us. We had a lot of people in chat today. We really appreciate you guys coming back with us. Hopefully Wednesdays are working for you as well. Finally, Alex, you've had 2 weeks to prep. Do you have a joke you would like to end with for the end of the podcast?
Yes. When is water not allowed at the pool?
Not allowed at the pool. I have nothing. Hello? Rowan?
When it's yellow, I don't know.
When it's running.
What?
When it's running.
Because you can't run at the pool because of the lifeguards. Get it? Because running at the pool isn't allowed. Get it?
No running allowed.
Yes, it does. It does. That's actually to be fair, that's not allowed anywhere in any public place, by the way. No. When the water's yellow, that's not allowed no matter what. So chat says, sigh, I think I got it. I don't get it. It took everyone a good 10 seconds.
Mean, what's the cutoff?
But
the groans make me happy. So,
oh God, I just got it.
Yeah, I'm the same way. It took me a bit, but I did figure it out. It does make sense as a joke, by the way. I cannot say that makes no sense. It actually does make sense. Tomatoes, boo, L joke. Oh, from
dude, Phil. Look who sent the tomatoes. Alex, she's sending it to herself. Alex, what's his name? Do you just have like a bunch of tomatoes just like hitting your head
Well, first we got a wow and then a ha-has, but then someone had a truckload of tomatoes thrown in the chat. It's worse when the water is brown. Oh my gosh.
You guys, win.
Was it one of those tacos?
Yes, throw more tacos. Come on. I'll take that.
Oh, rats. Don't throw tacos at me. Oh, mouth wide open.
Darn.
Oh, rats.
You know all the meat tacos and all this stuff in the taco is going to fall out as it's being thrown? You're just going to get an empty shell?
I don't know. Dude, some of those tacos could be sticked together with the sour cream. You throw it. Yeah. Oh, better not throw hot sauce at me too for the tacos. Mouth open.
Oh, they're just gonna spray you with hot sauce.
Hey, Gwar's done worse than that, so we could get away with that. Tomato world record. Pizza. Oh, don't throw pizza at me. Oh no.
Please no.
If we're doing this, don't throw barbecue ribs at me.
Don't throw ice cream at me. What am I gonna do?
Don't throw brownies or chocolate chip
brownies.
Cookies.
Don't throw brownies at me. Oh, no.
Oh, darn.
Rats.
What the hell is going on?
Thank you all, everyone, for the food fight in chat. It's always appreciated. Hope you're all doing Chinese. Well. We will see you next. Chinese? Oh, that's just gross at that point. Come on now.
What?
No, I like the Chinese news. Food, but throwing that's going to be messy. Eggs?
Tacos not.
The tacos would be less messy than Chinese food.
The Chinese food is in the white containers.
That hurts. That little metal bar, like the little clip things that hit you in the eyeball.
Look out for chopsticks.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Watermelons. Ugh, okay, Gallagher.
You're the one who said, like, throw hot sauce at me. What's going to stop you from getting, like, that getting your eye?
We'll wear goggles for our stand-up event. Alex, you're going to have to wear a full face mask.
Okay, done.
She's going to need to wear body armor at this point.
A beekeeper suit. thank you, everyone. Have a good night.